Whereas the wave function in quantum mechanics is an abstract wave of probability, in the pilot wave theory, it is a real, physical wave that guides particles. Just as an ocean current carries along a swimmer or a ship, the pilot wave produces a current that is responsible for the motion of a particle. The particle has a well-defined trajectory determined by the precise values of position and velocity that it possesses at any given time, but which the uncertainty principle hides by preventing an experimenter from measuring them. On reading Bohm's two papers, Bell said that he saw the impossible done. Like almost everyone else, he thought that Bohm's alternative to the Copenhagen interpretation had been ruled out as impossible. He asked why no one had told him about the pilot wave theory. Why is the pilot wave picture ignored in textbooks? Should it not be taught, not as the only way, but as an antidote to the prevailing complacency? To show that vagueness, subjectivity, and indeterminism are not forced on us by experimental facts, but by deliberate theoretical choice? A part of the answer was the legendary Hungarian-born mathematician John von Neumann. The eldest of three brothers, the Jewish banker's son, was a mathematical prodigy. When his first paper was published at 18, von Neumann was a student at Budapest University but spent most of his time in Germany at the universities of Berlin and Göttingen, returning only to take his exams. In 1923, he enrolled at the ETH in Zurich to study chemical engineering after his father insisted that he have something more practical to fall back on than mathematics. After graduating from the ETH and gaining a doctorate from Budapest in double-quick time, von Neumann became, at 23, the youngest ever Privatdozent appointed by Berlin University in 1927. 3 years later, he began teaching at Princeton University, and in 1933, joined Einstein as a professor at the Institute for Advanced Study, remaining there for the rest of his life. A year earlier, in 1932, the then 28-year-old von Neumann wrote a book that became the quantum physicist's Bible, Mathematical Foundations of Quantum Mechanics. In it, he asked whether quantum mechanics could be reformulated as a deterministic theory by the introduction of hidden variables, which, unlike ordinary variables, are inaccessible to measurement and therefore not subject to the restrictions imposed by the uncertainty principle. Von Neumann argued that the present system of quantum mechanics would have to be objectively false in order that another description of the elementary processes than the statistical one may be possible. In other words, the answer was no, and he offered a mathematical proof that outlawed the hidden variables approach that Bohm would adopt 20 years later.